Warning. Apparently, today, we have to pronounce words in German and Italian, because screw us, right? Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man-type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, our email comes to us from Koneth, one of our patrons. And he says, hey guys, your patron Koneth here. Here's a hilarious piece of news I found on German Twitter. The sources are DPA News Agency and the police report. I translated and rewrote the story for you and may have taken slight liberties with regards to phrasing. Hey, no problem. We aren't going to be able to tell the difference if it was in German originally. Special words and how to pronounce them and what they mean. Phil, you want to pronounce along with me? I'll say it first and you can.
All right, that's what the
listeners want to hear. I think that's why Koneth sent this to you.
So Koneth wants me to so I can screw it up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so
all right. So the first one is the name of the city in name of the city west of Germany is Aachen.
Aachen,
huh?
Aachen. Aachen.
All right, I'm gonna take your word for that one.
All right. This other one's Italian.
Oh, a furious woman in Italian is Ferociosa.
So close. And we have a friend with a name that's like one letter off from this, and you still got it wrong.
Oh.
It's Furiosa.
Furiosa. It was close. The last one is the police in German. Die Polizei.
So close. That's, I think this is the closest one. Die Polizei.
Die Polizei. It's not die. It's D. Oh, all right. Okay.
Whew. Anyways, Koneth says, hell, I prefer frozen pizza over delivery anyway because it's not cold and all the toppings aren't messed up when it's ready. I disagree. There are, and it might just be where we are.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, that you get those in on a good, well, there's two times that this is the best. Those cheap Tony's.
Oh, the Totino's, 99 cent ones?
Yeah, those. In the morning after a good drunk and before you go to bed after a good drunk.
I like a Red Baron pizza.
The best one is the one with the mustache on it.
Screaming Sicilian?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good. Yeah, those are good. They're expensive, but
those are you got to wait for a coupon or a sale.
Yeah.
Publix BOGO on them, but there's too many good pizza places around here.
Oh yeah. So I'm not going to turn down pizza either way.
No, even like what do they say? Pizza is like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
I've never heard that, Joel.
Oh,
but maybe that's what they said up in Michigan. But no, we didn't say that in Mississippi.
Well, I'll refrain from.
I'm not getting into this one.
Does your sister make your pizza? What? Oh, okay. So you don't want to read this story?
Negative.
All right. So the story's title is "Pizza Delivered to the Face." A food delivery in Aachen escalated quickly because the customer didn't like the topping she received. And this took place in Aachen, Germany. A hangry lady is facing battery charges after she beat her food delivery driver around the head with the pizza she had ordered.
Wow.
That's just a waste of pizza. Police are investigating the Thursday incident in which a woman allegedly shoveled a slice in the face of a delivery boy. The 29-year-old had already collected her payment, and he was about to leave when the customer started beefing about the topping on her food. So, the delivery dude's 29, and they're calling him a delivery boy?
Well, yeah. But wait.
Might be something just lost.
Had already collected her payment. Her.
And he was about to leave. Her was the customer.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, the woman.
Oh, delivery boy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. All right. Collected the payment, I guess, in German means she's already paid for it.
Yeah.
Okay. When I think of collecting, I'm thinking
yeah,
the restaurant. Okay, I got it.
But he collected her payment, and he was about to leave when the customer started beefing about the topping on her food. She claimed that she had not ordered his salami, but the printed receipt of her online order instantly proved her wrong. Well, no, that just proves that whoever took the order pushed the wrong button. And who
orders salami?
Well, I'm wondering if they do salami over there instead of pepperoni. I don't know how.
Well, I guess if you get Italian sometime, you could get salami on there.
Yeah, but in in Germany, I would think they do lots of different varieties of sausage in Germany. I've been there and I really appreciated that as somebody who is more of a carnivore, they really step up their game.
Yeah.
But of the two, pepperoni is the higher quality pizza topping.
Okay. I would not disagree with that.
So I just don't know if you can get pepperoni in Germany. That's a good question for Koneth.
Koneth.
Please send us a...
Yeah, can you get pepperoni in Germany?
Still not sated, she requested to speak to the manager of the Italian restaurant on the phone, but they too made mincemeat of her arguments. So she asked to talk to the manager. Is Karen a German name? Did she have the haircut? The may I speak to your manager haircut? You're not familiar with that?
No.
It's the one where it's about even with her jaw in the front, but trimmed up really high in the back, so it's like almost buzzed. And it's got that like angle down the sides. Yeah, that's the may I speak to your manager haircut. And typically the woman who has that haircut is named Karen.
Oh, well, not heard that before.
And now Karen, people named Karen are complaining. There's actually a story on the news that they're saying that Karen is a slur now on par with the N-word.
Really?
Yes. And
I am not familiar with any of this. Are you just making this up?
No, I'm not. Google Karen N-word. But to paraphrase John Mulaney, it's not nearly as bad because one of them you say and one of them you just say the initial of. If you're trying to figure out which word is the worst word, it's the one that you won't even say the word.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, finally out of options, the Furiosa grabbed the steaming hot slices and shoved them right in the young man's face. When Di Polizei eventually arrived at the scene, they found various splatters of pizza topping on the ground, as well as in the man's face and hair. The ingredients indeed matched his account of the crime, as well as the receipt and the restaurant's menu. Police ended their report with the note, "We usually send court summons by priority mail, but in this case, we chose not to require a signature on delivery."
Fair enough.
Sounds like she gets pretty angry when...
Damn.
You show up on her doorstep with not what she ordered. I bet she's vegan, too. That's why she got so mad about the pepperoni or the salami.
Probably needed one of the gluten-free.
Oh, yeah. Gluten-free, vegan. Have you ever had vegan cheese?
Not on purpose.
I haven't eaten it, but my nephew is allergic to dairy, I believe. He has to eat vegan cheese, and that shit is rank.
Nasty?
Oh, yeah. Travis will back me up on this. That's his boy. Oh. I would not ever try to eat a vegan pizza, even if I, God forbid, ever went vegan or vegetarian or whatever. Yeah, no. Nasty.
I'm going to stick with I'm closer to the caveman type diets.
Yeah, the paleo.
Whatever that one is, yeah.
Yeah. Meats and nuts and keto.
Yep. Ooh, what's keto?
Ketogenic. Basically high protein, high fat, low carb.
Yeah, it's working wonders for my body.
Yeah.
Yep. Luckily, actually the beach has just opened a little bit here. So I need to do a couple sit-ups tonight and I should be back to normal.
Just a couple.
Yep. Two should be fine. Well, that's our listener story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in a German pizzeria.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.